and welcome to this very special episode of On the Rocks by Prospector. Today we're celebrating National Miners Day with special guests from all around the global mining industry. We dig into their various roles from around the industry, their favorite parts about being in the mining industry, and more. National Miners Day is celebrated each year on December 6th. This date was chosen to acknowledge the Managua mining disaster, the worst single loss of life event due to mining in American history. On December 6th, 1907, 362 West Virginia coal miners were killed in a catastrophic explosion. While the mining industry has grown, changed, and improved since then, we still want to take time to acknowledge and celebrate all the hard work that goes into finding and producing raw material resources that the world needs. We hope you enjoy hearing from our special guests during this Voices of Mining episode. Let's dig in.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm the External Affairs Manager for Integra Resources, and I'm also the president of the Women's Mining Coalition.
My name is Ken, and I'm a geologist and owner. I have my own private contract consulting prospect generation company called Tiny Miners Minerals and Exploration.
My name is Katie Fulsang, and then I work for Wiramet Coal in Alabama. I am a dust and noise coordinator at our mine site.
Hi, everyone. My name is Matthew. My current role is a graduate mechanical engineer, and I'm working for Hatch here in Brisbane, Australia.
My name is Stuart Sandler, and I am the Americas Region Director for Circular Mine.
G'day, everyone. My name's Eliza Young. I'm coming to you from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. I'm a volunteer team member for the International Women in Mining Leadership Group, as well as part of the group health and hygiene team here at BHP.
My name is John. I work for a company called Stantec, and I now work as a paleontologist. But when I started off my career, my first job was as a mining geologist in South Africa.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lorenzo Mendez. I'm originally from Peru. I'm an international student doing a master's program at Colorado School of Mines.
My name is Ashley Johnson. I am a civil engineer. I currently work for Knight Piésold out of our Elko, Nevada office.
Hello, my name is Everett. Currently, I'm a senior geologist. I've been a geologist now for my career going on just over 10 years.
Hi, I'm Kathleen, and I'm a mining engineer. I am currently a project engineer working for Cementation USA.
Hello, my name is Bernard. I am the chairman of Zeebo Mining.
Hi, my name is Erin, and I am the project development manager at the Black Butte Copper Project in White Silver Springs, Montana.
My name is David, and I am the founder and president of Resourceful Geoscience Solutions.
G'day, my name is Peter Christensen, and I'm a mining engineer who's been in the industry right about 40 years now.
This is Mark Levin. I'm the general manager and founding owner of MES Mining, which is part of Mining and Environmental Services.
My name is Catherine. I am a geologist, and I am working in mines as a mine geologist.
Hello, my name is Matthew. I'm an ore control geologist working for New Gold in Canada.
Hi, this is Stefan Ewart, product line manager, upgrade and retrofits for mining equipment.
Hello, my name is Emily Rose. My pronouns are she, her, and I am currently a mining geotechnical engineer at Bar Engineering based in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hello, my name is Mara Menokruzalengi, and I work as a sample surveyor for Rio Tinto Kennecott.
Thank you all so much for being a part of this special episode project. First off, I'd like to know, what got you interested in working in the mining industry?
I grew up in this industry, and I love this industry. My dad was a mining engineer, and when I was younger, he would take me around to family days, take me into work with him, and he just helped introduce me to the industry.
As a Congolese native, I do get so many inquiries from all over the world about mining trade in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I had no idea of what the mining industry was all about. So I picked interest and realized the mining business was so big considering the vast mining resources, you know, in the country. Now, I do appreciate the huge and diverse opportunities to invest in the mining, you know, in Congo.
I grew up in construction. As I got a bit older, a bit more in my rebellious stage, if you will, I had the bright idea that if I became an engineer, I could boss my parents around on job sites rather than them always bossing me around. Until I took a tour of a mine for one of my classes in college, when I realized that mining was just construction, but with bigger equipment.
Well, I was always fascinated with mining since I was a child. I can remember being in the backyard, digging for gold, panning for gold, going with my father as a young child into the desert in California, looking at abandoned mine sites, climbing around, and did a lot of that in high school, and just became fascinated with the mining processes.
So I'm originally from a small town near Portland, Oregon, and mining was completely foreign to me and my family. We didn't even know, frankly, that it was happening anymore. We definitely had the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves view of mining. And during the recession in 2008, my dad accepted a job at a gold mine in the middle of nowhere, Nevada. It was definitely a game changer, not only for my entire family, right? Mining, I always say mining really kind of saved us during the recession, but it set me on a path that I wouldn't have otherwise had.
I went to university, and because that's what you were supposed to do. But I actually almost considered dropping out of my first year. I had always been more of a blue collar guy. I liked working with my hands, and everything just felt a little abstract. I was taking a neuroscience class at the time. It happened to be the one I was doing best in and enjoyed. So my second year, I went all earth science. I said, you know, we're going to find out real fast if this actually works. All of my labs were field trips for like the first 3 months of the school year. And I was like, all right, well, here, give me a hammer. Let's go. This is the right fit. So.
And then I went to go tour the mining department at Kentucky. And this dean just pulled me aside and he was like, do you like fire? And I was like, yeah, I like fire. Do I look like that kind of person? And he was like, you do. And I was like, okay. And he's like, well, come with me. And there was an explosive and blasting class. And I know all mining students know about how exciting that class is. Like, I think that's what draws everyone in. And he was like, just come with me and come sit in this class. So I did. And I was like, you can major in this? Like, this is a legit thing? Like, this is a class? And he goes, yeah, you can get a doctorate in this. And I was like, sign me up. Sign me up. I want to be a doctor in exploding things. Like, that's the only thing I want to do in my life now. And immediately changed my major, the whole nine yards.
I come from a studio portrait, wedding and portrait background in photography. But I've always had mining industrial clients throughout. And then about 11 years ago, just decided to just close up shop and strictly just do mining. I really enjoyed the challenge of trying to make the mining industry look as beautiful as I possibly could. And I always found there was like artistic details in everything that mining has to offer. So when I started doing that, I really took an interest to it. It was a challenge. It was something completely different than what I've done. And yeah, I haven't looked back. It's been great so far.
Well, I wanted to start off by saying that I never imagined myself working in mining. As a small boy, I always thought I'd be a train conductor or an architect. And it was only after my first year in university that I began to have a change of heart. After that first year, I took a job working as a surveyor for a natural gas utility company. I'd never imagined that nearly 10 years later, I'd still be in mining, albeit a very different part of mining. As a young person, I was able to travel for work to small but unique locations. The jobs that I was given were both challenging but rewarding, and I had a schedule that allowed me to travel.
I was clear that I wanted to pursue an engineering degree, and then by coincidence I had the chance to visit the potash mines in central Germany, and just not only visit but to make an internship there. And yeah, when I got into that, I really was packed immediately.
I told my dad I like to be outside, to be outdoors and to do science. And he told me, oh, mining is a really good option for you. So I decided to investigate and study a little bit more. And I found it pretty amazing, the amount of field work that you have and also the amount of scientific stuff that you can do. So that's what got me interested into mining.
What does a day in the life look like? Or what kind of things do you do in your various roles?
The thing about being a geologist is I get to wear a whole lot of different hats, and it really depends on what's happening and what you're working on. So in a winter time, I could be working on geological models, developing new targets for the next round of drilling come the next drilling season. And any other day I could be talking to investors. So it really depends upon what has to happen. But
as a consultant, very few of my days are the same, which I enjoy.
So my job as a mining geotechnical engineer is pretty dynamic. I split a lot of time between field work and also being in the office. So my day-to-day can look different depending on if I'm performing field inspections or logging core or evaluating high walls, helping with drill rigs, things like that, or performing instrumentation installations or instrumentation calibrations on site.
Office days can be anything from working on a bid, handling administrative things, contractual negotiations, risk reviews, working with our legal team. Generally, I'll meet with the project crews, I'll meet with our project manager and superintendent, I'll meet with each of the miners if possible, try to stay around at least a couple days and encourage people to talk to me.
The overarching goal for me as the external affairs manager for a mine development company is to gain community support, to earn the trust and support of our local communities. Our job is to not come in and tell the communities we're proposing to operate in what this is going to look like. It's to show up, sit down at the table with everyone, introduce ourselves, and build relationships. So I would say that overall my job is a relationship builder.
If I was shooting, then usually the day before, you know, I'm packing up equipment, making sure everything's charged, you know, going over the schedule, just kind of, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's and everything. If I would be shooting, I'd be shooting. I come home, I download everything, I back up everything.
Sometimes I end up working in an open pit, and I'm the mine geologist in an open pit, and that is a little bit more involved, and that can be looking at the deposit, doing the production, doing grade control, figuring out the assay results for the samples that have been taken from the blast holes for a particular pattern or particular bench, figuring out which of those assays are ore grade, doing an ore block, doing material routing and communicating that, what material is going to where.
And I would then either be logging, so I'd be measuring sections through parts of the mine to understand what the geology was doing, or I'd also be looking at the areas where they were about to do blasting to check that they were in the right part of the rock formation.
Today, I spend my time looking for companies that are interested in adding technology to improve their productivity, profitability, and sustainability. The more I learn about repurposing mine waste, the more I want to help educate those companies into the possibility of how it can be done.
One week I could be doing some grassroots prospecting on a lithium project. The next week I could be doing some 3D modeling on Mississippi Valley type lead zinc deposit. So very, very dynamic, very full range of everything. I'm going soil sampling next week.
How does a typical day as a product line manager look like? And basically, it's all about market insights. So it's a lot of market research, typical basic research on the one hand side, but also a lot of customer meetings, getting market insights from the customers, and on this, develop product offerings.
What is your favorite thing about working in the mining industry?
What I've found more recently is the travel side of mining. It really affords you the ability to travel anywhere in the world.
I really enjoy the travel. It's been really interesting to see, you know, different mine sites in different countries, just to see how they operate, the people, and talking to the people, which is the other aspect that I really love. I really love the people in the mining industry. I love, my favorite thing to photograph in the mining industry is people. Kind of get a feel of, you know, what they do and who they are and their personality. And then my favorite thing is to capture a really nice portrait of them doing their job, but one that they can take home to family and show their family, like, this is mom, this is dad, this is grandpa, this is what we do, you know, this is what we do, this is what I do at work.
The best part of working in the mining industry and what has kept me in the industry for more than 15 years, it has to be definitely the people. There's very little that we can do ourselves in this industry, but together we have the power to make some serious positive change. I absolutely love the collaborative spirit that comes with striving for improvement.
I feel like it's an industry where your person matters a lot. Not only the work you do, but you as a person, what you say, what you do, and the way you relate to other people is very important. So yeah, just being able to reach out to different people from different backgrounds, different countries.
My favorite thing about the mining industry is getting to meet new people, getting to reignite relationships with old acquaintances from school and from previous jobs, and just really getting to be part of the close-knit community that the mining industry is.
Just all the places that it can take you. So far for me, I've been able to work in New Mexico, Arizona, and now currently I'm in Idaho. So being able to see different rocks and different metals has been very interesting. I would say one of my favorite things about mining is just how large scale the process is. It's just kind of amazing how all these mine operations are kind of function as their own little cities. There's just so much going on and so many teams that need to work together to make things happen.
My favorite thing is the atmosphere and the people that are in it. Like, I have met so many people just within mining, within college world, and just like the whole industry as a whole is like, you look at the people and it's just everyone's down to earth. And I know that's like super corny to say because it's mining, but everyone is truly down to earth. Like, I have met some of the best people ever. Everyone knows everyone somehow, some way. And that's just, I love the atmosphere of that.
When you're mining, you're seeing new stuff all the time. So as they're blasting through the rocks, everything that you see is completely new. So no one's ever had a chance to see it before.
I love the people. I love the diversity of cultures, thoughts, but also the roles that people can do within the industry. You can be in finance, you could work at a mine, you could work on software, you could work on equipment. There's just a huge range of what you can do within the same industry for as small as what we are, which is just an amazing thing.
A lot of people don't associate these jobs in the mining industry. Most people would just assume that it's all the labor job and stuff like that, but they don't see all the other stuff that goes involved and what comes first, right? Before the mine, there's all sorts of other stuff that comes first before even the mine. So,
you know, when I speak to students in schools, a game I like to play is tell me what you want to be when you grow up, and I will tell you how you can do that thing in mining. I've seen mining hire, you know, everyone from the things you would expect, geologists and metallurgists and engineers, and all every single trade under the sun. I've seen us hire nurses and teachers and lawyers and all the things. And particularly as a young person, as a queer person, as an environmentally and socially minded person, as a woman in this industry, I really appreciate the opportunity to have my voice heard. And I definitely think mining's opening up to that more and more every day.
I like to work in the field and discover the minerals in their raw state. It is fascinating when you see the raw materials, you know, the raw minerals, and compare with a finished product. For me, it's an amazing transformation.
What is my favorite thing about mining? It's the wide range of people that I work with. It's incredible to have a team of folks from all over Canada with different educational and cultural backgrounds working together. From people who have spent their lives working in equipment, to surveyors who will go nowhere else, no one else will, to an amazing team of engineers and geologists, the camaraderie between everyone makes the days fly by and our dinner conversations last long into the night. Additionally, the second thing that I'd say is I'm a big fan of the schedules we have. The 14-14 schedule has allowed me to travel extensively, both in Canada and internationally. It's given me an opportunity to slow down at home and tackle projects at my own pace. And finally, it's given me the freedom to pursue new hobbies such as swimming or biking.
It's because it's never boring. It's always something new. Every day is something new. Every day I learn something new. Every day I am talking to different people. I'm learning things from them.
My favorite thing about mining is the chance that you can, for work, you can visit and experience the most remote places all over the planet. So I got the chance to visit Chile, I got the chance to visit the US, Kazakhstan, and China, and in these countries, not the tourist hotspots, it was absolutely the most remote places you can imagine, and that was some experience you probably won't get in a different life, in a different industry.
Being able to go to very remote places that are normally inaccessible to most people, nobody's going to charter their own helicopter to go to the barren lands of Nunavut for a vacation. But luckily, because there's work to do there, I get the opportunity to go to these places that very few people get to see, that are still, very pristine wilderness. And it's a very adventurous thing.
One of my favorite things about working on mining is, again, as I say, the mix between field work and lab work. So we started with a field work, maybe 2 to 3 hours, and then the rest is a lab work, where we pulverize, we break, and we split the samples. And I love that mix. It's perfect for me. I'm not a person who really likes to be in an office sitting there for hours. So for me, being on the field and being on the lab is an amazing part of my job.
Anybody that works in our industry knows that we have such an eclectic crew who serve in a variety of different roles, whether it be on site or in consulting or in construction. Our industry would not be the same without our operators or surveyors or technicians that all help keep things running. And it's just such a treat to be able to interact and collaborate with every person that we meet.
It's got to be the people. You'll hear over and over about the special bond in underground mining crews. And that's true, absolutely. But we're still a very small industry in many ways, and we attract some real characters. There's just something about the industry, I think. There's just always great times to be had, great stories to be shared.
This is our signature On the Rocks question. If you could wave a magic wand and change one thing about the mining industry, what would it be and why?
This is kind of in my safety world. I would wave a magic wand that no one ever got hurt. Straight up, never got hurt.
To make sure everyone goes home to their family, friends, pets, each and every day.
If I could do that, I would do that today. I would do that yesterday if I could do that.
And probably the one thing that I would like to change in the mining industry would be companies' general resistance to change. Mining is the industry that I have found least willing to add technology to change.
If I could change or improve something in the mining industry, I would take a closer look in much more collaboration. So in my opinion, there are many, many islands of information, and it would be crazy if there would be more chances to collaborate, to interconnect, to exchange this information for a more efficient operation of mines. So it's not only about, it is about data, but not only about data, but also a simple know-how about application of machinery and the combination thereof that would be boost mining operations efficiency. And that would be great if the information flow between these islands could improve much, much better.
It's quite hard to see a way into mining. And I wish that there was a better summer program, so there were better chances for students to go out and work on the mines for a summer, experience some really quite remote areas, but get to see what mining is like. And I think what we'd find is that the more students that get an awareness of this, the more chance there is that students will be recruited into the mining industry.
If I could change something about the mining industry, well, coming from the country where I came from, maybe I'll say their reputation.
Mining is the most important thing, one of the most important things to our society these days. And a lot of people don't understand that. They don't want to be part of that. if we could change the perception and show people just how important it is and just how many opportunities the mining industry gives the people that are in it, I think that would be a huge benefit to our industry.
If I could change one thing about the mining industry, I think it would be our perception to the general public. I think there's oftentimes a really large stigma with our industry that we maybe aren't the safest or we don't care about the environment, but the reality couldn't be on the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
It would just be our perception, and that perception, granted, has been earned. You know, the mining industry historically has not a great track record socially and environmentally. And I think that over the last couple of years with the pandemic and the supply chain disruptions that we've seen, I don't know that there's really been a time in recent history where the American public has been more aware of where the materials and products they use every day come from.
We as an industry are terrible about marketing all the wonderful technologies that we do and what we've helped create and are capable of. We have autonomous vehicles, we have drones, we're working on deep sea ocean mining and space mining, and we're constantly helping do the best we can for the deposit, the people around us, our families, and the people of the world. Mining is the source of most of every supply chain that exists, and we need to do better about showing the world what we are capable of and what we have been doing and how we are helping one another, not just those within our industry.
It's not just about producing the materials that the world needs, although that is a biggie. We also drive innovation in machinery, exploration, and environmental management. And those advancements benefit a whole heap of different industries. It's important to see the bigger picture here and the end-to-end process across the value chain on what we could actually contribute to.
I think the big thing that needs to change is there's a lot of speculation going on, and as far as funding for them. So funding is key for finding more gold or deposits or whatever metal or even industrial mineral you're looking for. Funding is key. I would say the industry needs more investors and fewer speculators to turn things around, because there are not a lot of discovery long-term things going on. So the majors are doing it, but it's not a sustainable rate. There needs to be more. So.
And I would like to see changes in the way that mineral exploration is financed. I think it leads to a lot of problems where, you know, explorers are always stuck trying to pander to the market, and it stands in the way of doing the work that needs to be done from a geoscience perspective.
Thank you to all of our special guests who helped us out with this project, and thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in and celebrating with us. And finally, of course, thank you to all of the mining employees, families, and communities for your hard work and dedication to this industry. If you'd like to learn more about our guests or see their full interview, please check out the Voices of Mining playlist in the Prospector YouTube channel.